Blog Talk Radio.
We praise you, we love you, and we're nothing without you. So we say thank you In Jesus' name we say thank you. In Jesus' name we say thank you, because we love you, and we love you, and we love you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen. Once again, welcome to Fresh Fire Friday, where we're going to have some praise and worship, inspirational music. We're going to pray that the music move in our spirits. Amen, hallelujah. Let the church say amen. Hallelujah.
There's revival, and it's spreading like a wildfire in my heart. A Sunday morning, hallelujah, and it's lasting all week long. Can you hear it? Can you feel it? It's the rhythm of a gospel song.
Can I get an amen on that? The Bible records in Matthew chapter 2 and verse number 11. It says, when the wise men came to the place where baby Jesus was, it says, when they saw him, they fell down and worshiped him. Everybody say, fell down. They bowed down and they worshiped him. And the scripture says, and then their treasures were opened. And they presented unto him gifts.
To him, yes.
And therein is a glorious revelation of the Spirit. And it is this, that when you and I will humble ourselves and begin to worship the treasure that is in this earthen vessel begins to open up. Somebody say yes. And the gifts of the Spirit of God that are within us begin to flow. I believe if we will worship God with our whole heart, our whole spirit and soul, God's presence and power will begin to move in this place. People can be healed and delivered even while we're worshiping and recording. Does anybody believe that with me? I want you to lift up your hands now and begin to lift up your voices. That's right. Just begin to open your own mouth and begin to worship Him. Out of your spirit, just begin to bless His holy name. If He's done anything for you, just begin to worship. Just begin to worship. That's right. Begin to worship. Begin to bless His name. Begin to bless His name. Come on and bless His name. Come on, worship.
Bow down and worship Him. Worship Him. Oh, worship Him. thought he had about just two more minutes. Thank you, Jesus. To just bow down and worship him. Worship him. Oh, worship him. I know you may be busy, but I've got to bow down and I've got to worship him. Forget all about myself and just bow down and bow down and worship him. Bow down and worship him. Worship him. Thank you, Jesus. I feel your presence in this place. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There's a consuming fire in this place. Can you feel his presence?
Yeah.
We bow down before you.
worship worthy.
Yes.
You're worthy of all the glory. You're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy.
Yes.
Oh, the praise you shall. Thank you, Jesus. I just bow down here and said, thank you, Jesus. I just bow down here and said, thank you, Jesus. You put food on my table and I thank you. Clothes on my back and I thank you.
Sometimes people need to know what God has really done for us. I want people to know that His power is so real. It's no act. When my flesh gets weak, He renews my strength. I dare you to get into His presence. I dare you. I dare you. I dare you to get into His presence. I dare you to just forget all about you. I dare you. I dare you to just say, Lord, just do something for me right now. I came out this afternoon. I need you to do something for me right now. That burden that you had, you don't have to take it back with you right now.
I know that. Thank
Jesus.
You.
Somebody's waiting for some trouble when you get back home. But
yes.
and here is my life. I lay it before you. Tell me, where else would I go? What else would I do? If I didn't know you, ooh, oh, how deep I am,
how deeply I need you,
my Lord.
I need.
Even from my very existence, I knew I was created to be a worshiper. As a child growing up in the church, I may not have knew the plan of God for my life, but I definitely knew that I was purposed. So now as you begin to listen to my musical diary, it is my prayer that you would begin to discern the heart that I have for God. And in discerning the heart that I have for God, get a clear understanding of what you were placed here for as well. Listen.
My life is a testimony. My heart is an open vessel. My will is a bird that yields to your will. My walk is the way you lead. My talk is the words you feed. My praise is the sweetest sound to your ear. Hallelujah, 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 we worship you, we worship you today. I live 'cause you have allowed, I give 'cause you show me how. I'm here with a testimony unto you. There's no place I'd rather be. There's no other God for me. There's no other name I give all the praise. So we sing,
hallelujah.
Lift those hands and say,
hallelujah.
Come on and give.
Hallelujah.
We worship you.
We worship.
Yes, we do.
We worship.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh my.
Hallelujah.
Lift your hands and sing.
Hallelujah.
Jesus' name in the building.
Hallelujah.
Let's take a place. Come on, let's begin to magnify Him.
Hallelujah.
We worship You.
We worship.
Yes, we do.
We worship.
Yeah. Of what you've done, not because of what you brought about, but we worship You because of who You are. Oh, 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 You worship. Yes, we do. Come on, come on.
Jesus, Jesus,
Don't even have to pay. give him worship.
Jesus.
How I love him and oh yeah.
Jesus.
How I love him, oh yeah.
Jesus.
How I love him, I love him, I love him, I love him.
Jesus.
How I love him, I love him.
Jesus.
How I love him, I love him, I love him.
Jesus.
See, I don't need a dance partner, because I got Jesus. Think of his goodness and what he's done.
Jesus.
When I think of his goodness and what he's done, look at him, son. I gotta give him glory.
Jesus.
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 Woo. Glory. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus. Bless the Lord. Come on, give him glory. Hallelujah. Come on, give him glory. Hallelujah. Come on, give him glory. Hallelujah. Come on, give him glory. Hey, glory.
God is on your side.
Your tears are just temporary relief.
Yes, yes.
Your tears are just a relief.
Yes.
Of the pain
listen. We be made in door for a night. Joy will come in the morning.
Here's what I want you to do.
Hold on. Hold on.
Yeah.
His unchanging hand.
Okay.
Let me tell you something. It doesn't matter how saved you are.
Yes, yes. Teach us.
It doesn't matter how sanctified you are.
Yes. Make it plain.
You can speak with tongues and have a big old Bible under your arm.
Yeah.
But I believe I've got some witnesses here tonight.
Yes.
You have to cry sometimes.
Yes.
You know what I found out when you cry, isn't
yes.
it strange?
Yes.
Isn't it strange that the very people you do the most for,
yes,
you picked them up when they were falling down.
Uh-huh.
You helped them out of the gutter. But
uh-huh.
just as soon as they got on their feet, they begin to smile in your face.
Yeah.
The moment you turned around, they had a knife in your back. It makes you cry sometimes.
Tell the truth.
But can I tell you something? I've learned.
Yes.
I've learned. If you just turn it over to Jesus.
All right now.
Maybe somebody knows what I'm talking about. If you just turn it over to Jesus. Won't he work it out?
Yes, he will.
If you just come just for a moment, ma'am, and I just know you had to cry sometimes. Oh, I had to cry sometimes.
Yes, I did.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Fresh Fire Friday. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. Oh, my God, the Holy. Listen, let the Spirit is on fire. And I'm sitting here, and I'm listening, and I'm reading, and I'm listening, and I'm reading, and I'm laughing, and I'm singing, and I'm crying, and I'm praising. Listen, what I heard in my spirit, and I don't get into. If I don't say God said something that I know God didn't say, and I don't play with God like that. But listen, God is checking the hearts. He is so tired of lip service. He is so tired of people saying this, I'm going to do this. Lord, I serve you, Lord. It's your heart. Lord, God is checking the hearts. So in other words, you can stop trying to fake God out with the fake lip service. You can stop trying to, you know, be holding thou. He is checking the hearts. The hearts are getting a checkup, and the hearts is where God is going, and he's checking the hearts of his people. He is tired of so many people making so many promises, so many lip service, and so much, I'm going to do this, and so much, and there's nothing happening. Because listening, he is, for right now, what God is about to do, the hearts of the people have to be right, because other people are counting on those people helping assist them and saving their lives and leading them to Christ. Amen. That's what I heard. I don't know who it's for. I'm going to take it for me, too, because I know there's been some times I probably said something to God and probably went back on it, and you know, whatever the reason was. You know what I mean? I take first heed of anything that God says to me. But anything that I hear, thus saith the Lord. Amen. But before we go, I know we're kind of overboard, just about a few minutes. I just want to share a few scriptures with us. I'm not going to narrate. I'm not going to, you know, get into it. Just share them with us. The book of Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 21 says, he is the one that you praise. He is your God who performed for you those great, awesome wonders you saw with your own eyes. And when I read scriptures, I can go into them, and it's so crazy because you just want to read the scripture and move on. But there's something, but I'm going to be obedient. I'm just going to read the scriptures and move on. Amen. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 20, verse 13, say, sing to the Lord. Give praise to the Lord. He rescues the life of the needy from the hands of the wicked. Amen. You got it. Psalm 75:1. We praise you, God. We praise you, for your name is near. People tell of your wonderful deeds. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The book of Exodus is going to be the last one. I got it. The book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 2 to 6. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. Ye shall have no other gods before me. Not God, but gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an image in the form of anything in heaven above or on the earth beneath or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of the parents to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing love to a thousand generations of those who love me and keep my commandments. This has been Fresh Fire Friday, and I've been your host, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. Listen, we just want to, before I go, thank First Lady once again, who's doing an awesome job, who's CEO, President, Vice President. She just got all the titles. I just worked for her. She's been doing an awesome job. She's just been making things happen. She's been putting some things together that in the near future we will see, and all these things are ministry. Amen. If you want prayer, 302-883-9799. Call. We will pray. If you just have to fellowship and things are getting a little, you know, don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Don't let the enemy get you to say something or think something that's not godly. Call. Reach out. If you have to cry, whatever it takes, we're not going to go against the grain. We're going to use the tools that God has given us. Pick up that Bible. Pick up your sword. Pick it up. Get up early. Seek God's face. Trust him. Believe that he's still there. This is just a momentary test. We just got to get through it. We have our ups and downs, but if you put God in the midst, those ups will be more ups than there be downs. The only time you're going down is when you're kneeling down on your knees to pray. Amen. This has been such a wonderful Fresh Fire Friday for me, and I'm on fire. I don't know if you can tell it or not. I got, oh, Lord, I'm just everywhere right now, and I'm thankful. I am thankful because there's a joy that came upon me on this evening that I needed. Amen, and I want to just thank God. Amen. So without holding you any more long, we just want to thank all our supporters. Everybody's just been calling in. Everybody's just been supporting the ministry. Everybody, wherever you may be, at Egypt, Africa, Paris, New Jersey, Kansas City, Missouri, California, wherever, we want to thank you, 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 and you. Amen. Glory to God. And we just want to keep Pastor Waters up in prayer. Amen. And we just want her to know that we're keeping you up in prayer. We know that God hears our prayers, and God hears the prayers of the righteous, and he's gonna answer the prayers of the righteous. We just gotta wait on God's timing for whatever it is, but we just gotta do it sincerely. We can touch and agree on a thing, and if there's anybody who, like I said, have a prayer petition or would like us to pray for you, please let us know. You know, we'll pray for you. Amen. Glory to God. And with that being said, Father God, King, Author, Original Commanding Chief, we give you praise for this day that you have given us. We give you thanks for the miracles that's about to happen. We give you thanks for the miracles that's already happened. We give you thanks for the blessings, the healing, the delivering. We give you thanks for your Son who sacrificed his life so we can have everlasting life and live and not die and share our and spend the rest of our life in heaven. Now, God, show us, teach us. Send your sons, your angels, our way. Use your people, God, in this time of COVID-19 to spread the love of the Lord, the glory of the Lord, the peace of the Lord. Because we want people to know that we are not giving up as long as there is a Lord and Jesus Christ in the heavens. There's no reason to give up. So, Father, we thank you for the unseen blessings, the unseen healing, and the wisdom and knowledge and understanding of you. Until next time, God bless. Have a blessed evening. We love you. And like the First Lady always says, we're going to leave you with a song. Amen. Glory to God.
I don't want to abuse your grace. God, I need
refuse your grace. God, I need it every day. It's the only thing that ever really makes me want to change. Yeah.
I don't want to abuse your grace.
Yeah.
good.